hope burns eternal in Boston.
At the most, I have two more free coffees, and then it's over. I'll have to be buying my own Joe for the next 5 months and 20 days or so.
I think it's pretty good myself, but it's all right. That makes American great. With some friends, and they've
got lots of room. Hey, I was with Howie a few weeks ago.
Live from the Berna Less Lethal Pistol Studio. Back in Boston.
And that's so important to me as a city, as mayor, but also to the city of Boston.
It's Howie Carr. Oh, Boston,
you're my home. Back in Boston. Just in time for the shootout on Memorial Drive. Looks like he has one of those weapons that Mara Healey put an emergency preamble on the draconian unconstitutional gun law passed a couple of years ago so that nobody could have a gun like that. 508 says, the guy on Mem Drive seems to have a short barrel rifle or AR pistol, which are both National Firearms Act items. Thank heavens Mara put the emergency preamble on Chapter 135 to prevent this from... never mind. Yeah. 978, sarcasm. This seems strange that someone has a weapon like that in Massachusetts with these great gun laws that we have. Yeah, I know. It's how did he ever get such a gun?
And maybe it came in from New Hampshire, the way every gun in Chicago comes in from Indiana.
Yeah, some people are saying that they know who this guy is, and why don't you look him up? We don't have an official name on him yet anywhere. Once we get his name, we'll start doing the deep dive like we did with the Venezuelan cholo who killed a state trooper, but we don't have a name right now. 844-500-4242. I was just saying that in Virginia they have a plan or a plot or a scheme, a conspiracy to lower the age of mandatory retirement on the Virginia Supreme Court to 54 so that they can get rid of all the people who voted that their unconstitutional gerrymander was in fact unconstitutional and illegal. And I don't think it's going to come off, but 617 has a good point. Howie, if the Massachusetts legislature tried to pass the same age 54 mandatory retirement age for the Mass SJC, wouldn't that impact Holdit Healy's scorned sapphic soulmate that she put on the bench? Gabrielle Wolohosian? Yeah, she was born in New York, and she had as her roommate Mara Healey, who was born in Maryland. Just another Massachusetts success story. The scorned sapphic soulmate looked rather old when I saw her sitting on the bench during the state's case against Milton on the MBTA Communities Act. Yeah, she was also very much front and center last week when they were arguing the legislative audit case for the state auditor. Yeah, she's 65. I just looked her up. About 15 years older than Mara. But Mara dumped her for someone that's 10 years younger than herself. So, yeah, she would be gone. I guess she'd be angry again if she were gone. I guess I always thought Mara was just, it was a consolation prize. They don't have alimony or, that kind of thing. But it's just, you keep just promote them and keep them quiet. She got a $20,000 pay raise. Forget about it, Gabrielle. Move on. You got the nice townhouse in Charlestown. I'm gone. You're on the SJC. Everything's good. Come on. All right. Time now for today's Chump Line.
All the money that we've given to the illegals in the Commonwealth falls under the Mara Healey factor.
Yeah, isn't factor a good word? The factor. And they just keep repeating it over and over again in this. You'll see it tomorrow when we tweet everything out from this. Is all the factor stuff is all from the mass.gov. Their own website. Everything's a factor. My favorite is the vegetation factor.
Thank you for allowing me to appear on the Howie Carr Show. Please pay your statement according to the following charges. Voice enhancement fee, radio broadcast fee, personal appearance fee.
There you go. There you go. And that doesn't even include the factor. The AM factor, the FM factor, the streaming factor, the social media factor, the Rumble factor, the X factor. Man, we could run it up pretty quick. Of course, you know, we don't have any way to enforce it, unlike the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, so we would probably end up losing money. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. I know how good Perfect Smiles is because I've been going there forever, and my teeth look better than ever. I only go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It is so worth the trip to tax-free Nashua from anywhere in New England. Visit them today at perfectsmiles.com or call them at 603-595-6699.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, so your buddy Donald Trump has released the JFK files, the Epstein files, and now the UFO files. Yet we still haven't seen your Brown University postcard. What, did the Loch Ness Monster hop on Jules Verne's vessel and hide it in Atlantis? I think we're more likely to see Cory Booker's marriage consummated than see that postcard. You fraud. We're gonna be fine.
Deval Patrick, small Deval, engaging in rampant homophobia. How dare you! By the way, I think that Brown postcard is in one of those boxes in the back of the studio. I got all my stuff. I had it all stashed from when I downsized. And it's all there, like 20 boxes of stuff. But I don't think I'm going through it anytime soon. You'll just have to take my word for it. You can trust me. I'm not like the others.
AOC said it's impossible to earn $1 billion unless you're in Congress.
Right. She just keeps going, just saying more and more stupid stuff all the time. Let's play that was last week or late last week. This was over the weekend. She said this about she's a historian too. On top of being an economist, she's a historian of some renown or some repute. Cut eight.
The American Revolution was against the billionaires of their time. And we are declaring independence from such an extreme marriage of wealth and power and the state.
She is such an embarrassment. As I've said before, it's not just an embarrassment if you went to BU or you taught at BU like I did. It's an embarrassment if you've ever driven down Commonwealth Avenue. If you ever went to the Beanpot and saw the Terriers play, it's an embarrassment.
I don't know about you, Howie, but I can't wait to walk to Franklin Park for women's soccer.
Yeah. I was meeting someone down there near in they were having a game in Foxborough, and they said, "Is there going to be a lot of traffic?" And I said, "Are you kidding me? A women's soccer game? Are you kidding me?" The answer was no, there was no traffic.
All the Democrats complaining about gas prices could have bought a lot of gas with that $70 million they wasted trying to gerrymander Virginia.
Yeah, they're very angry about that, aren't they? They wasted all that money. $70 million. $70 million. The Republicans never should have let them get the vote, though. I think the Republicans were outspent about 100-1, and then they ended up, the Democrats, getting 51% of the vote to put in this unconstitutional gerrymander. And now they're really going to embarrass themselves if they try to get rid of all these judges. But you remember, almost 100 years ago, FDR tried to pack the Supreme Court, and it was like a national scandal. Everybody, Republicans and Democrats alike, were up in arms about him trying to do that. Now the Democrats in one state, a big state, a Democrat state, try to just fire the entire Supreme Court because they won't okay an unconstitutional scheme. And mainstream media, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Fluffers.
I've been looking at the polls.
You can't hate the fluffers enough. Go ahead.
I've been looking at the polls in the Massachusetts Senate race, and I got to tell you, I don't blame Ed Markey. I'd be very scared if Seth Moulton was breathing down my back.
I'm not sure I believe that poll. That's one poll. I don't know. I mean, the fact is, though, that Seth Moulton is gaining on him, supposedly, and I read on a couple of conservative websites, far-left senator challenged by centrist congressman. That's somebody who's not doing their homework who wrote that headline. Seth Moulton is not a centrist. Their only debate is, I hate Trump. I hate Trump more than you do. I'm younger than you, so I can hate him longer. I'll be hating him long after you're dead. Well, I've been hating him all my life, before you were even born. That's the debate. That's it.
Who's Donald Dwight calling, huh? I just saw your column complaining about electric bills. You weren't complaining back when we finally got electricity at Deerfield. What did you do with Mr. Edison's miracle invention? You spent every night glued to the radio, listening to Radio Havana and Father Coughlin, which is what you beak up today. You always were a pinko hate-monger coos. They should have sent you to Hotchkiss where you belonged.
How dare you? How dare you? I don't have two last names. Well, I guess Howard can be a last name, but it's really not. You got to have two last names to go to Crotchkiss, like Graham Plattner. By the way, his partner in the oyster farm, oh my God, he's even more of a snot than Graham Plattner is. He looks like this guy could be related to Sheldon White Club.
I think the term is field marshal.
Field marshal. Of the, he needs Lebensraum for his oysters.
When told about the Hunter virus, Joe Biden said, it's the smartest virus he's ever known.
He said, I wouldn't get a vaccine for it, too, until the Democrats are back in the White House.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. And if you would like to leave a message, you can always do so between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time weekdays. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time every weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line every day, you can do so. We have, it's called Chop Chumps. It's posted every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern time. And it's where we put all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. Chop Chumps is posted wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts every weeknight. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. I know how good Perfect Smiles is because I've been going there forever. And if I do say so myself, my teeth look better than ever. I only go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It is so worth the trip from anywhere in New England. Visit them today at perfectsmiles.com or call them at 603-595-6699, 603-595-6699.
All the Democrats complaining about gas prices could have bought a lot of gas with that $70 million they wasted trying to gerrymander Virginia.
Oh, it was such a beautiful, beautiful thing, wasn't it? The Dems had a very bad week last week, and I enjoyed every moment of it. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. I know how good Perfect Smiles is because I've been going there forever and my teeth look better than ever. I only go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It is so worth the trip to tax-free New Hampshire, Nashua, New Hampshire, right on the border. Visit them today. It's very convenient from anywhere in New England at perfectsmiles.com or call them at 603-595-6699, 603-595-6699. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is Brian Shortsleeve lost the state GOP convention to Mike Minogue 70% to 15% and has $600,000 in campaign funds to Minogue's $10.1 million. What should Shortsleeve do next? Drop out and help Minogue defeat Healey? Stay in and battle Minogue until the primary? Or I don't vote in Massachusetts.
I don't vote in Massachusetts.
13% of the audience says I don't vote in Massachusetts. 46% say drop out and help Minogue defeat Healey. 41% say stay in and battle Minogue until the primary.
It's back and forth. Back and forth. I'm sure it will be all night long as well. 844-500-4242. Let's have some illegal aliens in the news. Cut to.
Mackenzie Darboos could face the death penalty. Today, a judge ruled that if the jury finds him guilty, they can choose the death penalty for his sentencing. Now, you may remember this case out of Cumberland County. He's accused of stabbing and killing three of his relatives. It happened in February 2025. A 13-year-old, a 4-year-old, and their grandmother, Beatrice Deeser. Darboos going to be back in court next month.
Darboos had just come into the country as a guest of Dementia Joe Biden from Haiti. Here's one. We don't get too many of these from South Korea, but here's one. Cut three.
Sheriff's office has arrested a person from South Korea following an investigation with a child. 24-year-old Hai Son Ansu Ko has been charged with 10 counts, including traveling to meet a child for an unlawful sex act, rape, sodomy, and more. Investigators determined Ko reportedly traveled to Walker County on at least three separate occasions in connection with these offenses.
They were only raping the young Americans that Americans can't be bothered raping anymore. Maybe we need some K-pop music for these cases. Do we have something? We don't have anything in Korean, do we? He's a good boy. No, we don't have that. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Howie, I'm going to have to take away your townie card. How quickly you forget the intersection of River Street and Memorial Drive. That's the intersection where the two gas stations are, where the Sarnia brothers stopped for gas and a snack and gave the owner of the car, who was in their captive, time to flee to the neighboring gas station. Everything fell apart from there. Have you forgotten?
You know what, Bill? I am chagrined to say that I had forgotten it.
That's kind of a big deal. You go back 50 years and you only had to go back to the marathon bombing, bro. Come on.
Sorry about that. But again, it's I did say, Bill, that if something like this was going to happen, that would be a good location for it to happen. The obvious location, right?
Another point about that guy that got pushed down the stairs. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Could his estate sue that woman for procuring cause?
I mean, the estate could sue, but I think that would be a super reach. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
AOC, the gift that keeps on giving. Just giving us another one. She's very angry, not about the $70 million fiasco in Virginia, but about the volunteer state of Tennessee after the decision came down from the Supreme Court outlawing or ruling that the racially gerrymandered congressional district and all districts in legislatures, municipal, state, federal, were unconstitutional. Tennessee, the legislature went back into session and immediately wiped out the black majority district in Memphis, which is represented by a white guy, the crazy white guy, Steve Cohen. Been in Congress for a long time, white member of the Congressional Black Caucus. The only picture you ever recall of him, I dare say, I know the only one I ever recall, he's eating a chicken wing. And in front of him, he's got a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Some would say that's stereotyping, cultural appropriation. But he's a Democrat, so he gets away with it. But the fact is, the key fact is, he is a white man. There are 8 white Republicans and 1 white Democrat in the congressional delegation from Tennessee. So AOC is very angry about this. And again, remember, everyone in Tennessee in Congress is a white person. Cut 22.
When you are seeing states like Tennessee want to wipe out every black representative on the map in these states, we have an obligation as Americans to stand with black Americans and communities whose representation is being disenfranchised.
But there aren't any, AOC. White woman is angry about black representation, of which there is none, being wiped out by her fellow white people in Tennessee. That was one thing I always loved about Tucker Carlson. I know he's changed, shall we say, but on his show, he always used to say, a white woman named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, perfect. That's what she is. She's a white woman. 844-500-4242. How about some, you want some humor here? Stephen Colbert, through the years, complaining about Trump. 16.
Donald Trump has been sworn in as president of the United States. I know. Listen. We're just as confused as you are. Joe Biden did it. I sat down and just started crying with relief. And Evie said, you never have to talk about him again. And then I cried with joy. After a bizarre and vicious campaign fueled by a desperate need not to go to jail, Donald Trump has won the 2024 election. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May.
I told you it was a feel-good piece of audio. This was Trump this morning. You know, he said that, you know, the ceasefire is on massive life support. And he was taking questions about the White House maternal health care event. But then he said he had to get moving shortly. Cut 17.
And Dr. Alex Adams, and you'll speak not too long because I am being waited on by a large group of generals. And that's also important, you know, having to
that
do...
That it is.
Well, having to do with the absolutely lovely country of Iran. That's the way they pronounce it.
Well, we will.
So he's got a new plan for getting legislation through Congress. And, you know, we've all made jokes about this, but this is the first time I've ever heard him tell the joke. Cut 18.
Every Democrat in Congress voted against this historic funding. The Democrats... Well, they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, to be honest. They don't even know what they're looking at. They can't even see straight. But I have a new way out. I'm going to propose something the opposite of what I want, and we will have massive amounts of legislation. No, it's just all I have to do is
say,
we will not build the wall.
That's a diabolical
plan. I'm going to go the opposite. Whatever is bad, I'm going to... go for it, and they'll approve what's good, finally.
he can laugh at himself. He can make himself the butt of the joke. It's great. I really appreciate. And again, you and I, we've all made the joke. Everybody in the country has made the joke. But did you ever think the president himself would? All right, on Thursday, we will be doing a remote from Manzi Appraisers, 22 Prospect Street in Woburn, Mass. And we'll be doing the live auction of Karen Reed's SUV. It's all fixed up. It's all Bill Broussard at JB Auto Care has restored it. It still doesn't have an electronic system, but you can drive it. It's just that you don't have a radio or anything like that. And but you can go for it, or you can watch. Just come out and see the remote. Admission is free, and you can watch the entire show. We're only on 2 to 5 that afternoon, but we're on for the 3 hours. Come on down, see the auction. Hope we get a lot of money. It's all going to the Karen Reed Legal Defense. Whatever we get, and at the same time, you can come out and buy a book, Mass Corruption. Volume 1, The Cops. Karen's on the cover there. And I'll be glad to autograph it. And if you buy a book, you'll get a piece of red taillight. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Howie, good afternoon. It's great to be on.
Thank you.
I just want to point out that Brian Shortsleeve is a Marine, a small business owner. He's definitely not a rhino. He cut the MBTA's budget, balanced the budget. He's a real true conservative. He's donated and worked for state reps and state senators, Republicans, for 30 years. Mike Minogue hasn't been a Republican for a year. He registered like 360 days ago. He's the guy. Thank you, Howie.
So, Do you think, though, that it's a problem that he has so little money?
The money's going to come, Howie, but rest assured, a pro-life, anti-gay marriage billionaire Trumper is not going to win the general election. Brian is the only one who can win the general election. He's pro-business. He's a conservative. He's socially moderate. He's the guy. I can tell you that.
Why did he do so poorly at the convention?
Well, he did as well as 4 years ago. Jeff Diehl got 70% of the vote without spending any money, and then he got crushed in the general election. Mike Minogue spent $8 million to get the same amount of votes at the convention that Jeff Diehl did. He's going to get crushed in the general also. Jeff Doughty got 3% of the vote at the 30% of the vote at the convention, and if you add up Keneally and Shortsleeve vote, that's 30%. The Trumpers are the majority, supermajority of the people who go to the convention. They're the ones who are motivated, and they're the ones who stay till 8 o'clock because the Mass GOP totally screwed up the convention. I saw tens if not hundreds of Shortsleeve voters walk out the door. I saw Keneally voters walk out the door. I was there. I stayed till 8:30 to vote.
You're saying Minogue's people, though, were more committed than the short sleeve people or the Keneally people, aren't you?
It is, but Howie, there's only 8% of the voting population of Republicans, 60% of the independents, and they're conservative. They're going to go for Brian in the general election. That's where the votes are.
So
it's not just money, Howie. It's the candidate. Now, look what happened. The owner of the Celtics, I forget his name, but he lives in Florida now. He ran for Senate. He spent a fortune. He didn't even win the primary. What's his name? Battaglia? Howie?
Yeah. You know, I can't. He's from Weston. I know that. I can't. You know what? I can't remember his name either.
Pagliuca.
Pagliuca. Pagliuca.
Yeah. Pagliuca. I got a story about him. When the millionaire's tax passed, Maura Healey looked around for a wealthy Democrat to say, oh, don't leave the state. It's okay. We'll pay our fair share. She called him up, and he said, sorry, Maura, I already sold my house in Weston, and now I'm a Florida resident. But it's not because of the taxes, Howie. You know that, right?
Listen, the difference between Diehl and Minogue is Minogue's got a half $1 billion. Jeff Diehl didn't have two nickels to rub together. That's why he stiffed the Mass State committee with all the bills.
He did. He certainly did. It's really painful. We've been bailing the party out ever since. Thank you, Jeff. However, it's more than money, Howie. It's that candidate. Like I said before, a pro-life, anti-gay marriage, Trumper billionaire who flies around in his private helicopter making fun of Boston can't win a general election. It's impossible.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Here this is from a Texas state court. There's a guy in before this black female Texas judge, and he's wearing a Black Excellence T-shirt. All right, and so he's charged with various crimes, and he's wearing the Black Excellence T-shirt, and the black judge, female, calls him out on it. Cut five.
Do you have any children?
Yes, ma'am.
What are their ages?
4, 3, 2, 1, 6 months.
And where are they? Who are they with?
Their mothers.
How many mothers?
3.
All right, that is not Black Excellence. The fact that you're here is not Black Excellence, unless that's the name of a building, but I'm assuming it's not. So you are not showing Black Excellence to your ancestors or to your mother, your grandmother, or anyone. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
So don't wear Black Excellence if you're not showing it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, mom. At least he knew enough to keep his mouth shut. 781 says, if the Boston Globe speaks highly of a Republican, don't trust him or her, not they, them. Yeah, well, there's another column today, lionizing Brian Shortsleeve in the Boston Globe. Not the first. So you have to take that into account, too. 844-500-4242. Mainstream media just announced that for the first time ever, there are nearly 50% more home sellers than home buyers in the U.S. There are 600,000 more home sellers than there are buyers. What can you do in this moment to get your property noticed? What can be done with your property to set it apart from the masses? The answer is easy. Conduct a voluntary auction with J.J. Manning. For over 50 years, the J.J. Manning auctioneers have also successfully sold for individuals, families, trusts, estates, and businesses. A J.J. Manning auction creates a competitive bidding environment, allowing the market to quickly speak and allowing you to plan for your future. In a J.J. Manning auction, there are no negotiations. There are only clear auction terms. Don't list your property for sale because that's what your parents did. List with J.J. Manning for an auction and stand out from the pack. You sell as is and contingency free. You control the terms and you control the timeline. J.J. Manning has the following auctions coming up for Howie Grace listeners. June 11th, an estate auction of a 3-bedroom home in Hanover, Mass. June 18th, a 5-bedroom compound in Bedford, Mass. And don't forget, Karen Reed's Lexus SUV goes on the block on May 14th, that's Thursday, at Manzi Appraisers in Woburn, Mass. We'll be there for a live remote. If you have commercial, residential, or land to sell, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today and mark it sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
The suspect in the shooting on Memorial Drive has been identified as Tyler Brown. Don't know if it's the same Tyler Brown who got into a shootout in the south end of Boston with the BPD back in 2020. Man who fired at police sentenced to prison in 2021. If it's the same, I don't know. Again, I don't know if it's the same guy. But he was at the time of his the armed assault in 2020. He was on probation for a 2014 conviction for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, knife, and witness intimidation. He was sentenced to 4 to 5 years in state prison for violating his probation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he was sentenced by, and I'm not sure you can blame the judge for this one. Who sentenced him? Judge Saunders. What is Judge Saunders' last name or first name? I'll figure it out. Anyway, so it's I'm not sure if this is the same Tyler Brown. It could be another Tyler Brown, but it's, I don't know. Probably the same. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party in California, but the mayor of Arcadia, California, has been charged in federal court with acting as an illegal agent of the People's Republic of China. Eileen Wang, for that is indeed her name, 58 of Arcadia, is charged via information with one count of acting in the United States as an illegal agent of a foreign government. She has agreed to plead guilty to the felony count, which comes with a statutory maximum sentence of 10 years in federal prison. It's a small place, I think, Arcadia. She worked with another guy, Yao Ning Sun, at the direction and control of Red China government officials, and coordinated with U.S.-based individuals to promote Red China's interests in, by among other things, promoting Red Chinese propaganda in the U.S. Don't all Democrats do that? I didn't know that they get paid. I thought they did it for just as as a professional courtesy. 844-500-4242. Meet working class Mainer Graham Plattner's oyster farming business partner, an elite boarding school graduate who drinks foraged spring water. Foraged spring water? Is that like free range spring water? And owns the island where the quote unquote farm is based. Robert Cushman III, that's his partner, is an elite New England boarding school graduate who has described his habit of drinking forage spring water with Redmond sea salt. He got into the oyster farming business, he has said, after having had a liminal seafood experience, whatever that is, at the age of 4. He went to St. Paul School. You know, that's where John Kerry went. And Robert Mueller. And I guess he bonded with Graham Plattner, who went to the equally elite Hotchkiss School in Connecticut. At Dartmouth College, Cushman studied religion and cultural anthropology. He moved to Maine around 2011. Oh, he's an old-timer compared to most of the people that are on the Plattner team. Asked to name a guilty pleasure you want to own in one interview, Cushman replied, Samina bed for health, a reference to a bed designed and handcrafted in the Austrian Alps that cost between $10,000 and $20,000. He's a man of the people, a working class hero, Graham Plattner. Zeke Heil, I'm Howie Carr.